This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
And mash go on that blender.
Tester is here. His mic isn't plugged in, but Logan, yell at him for help.
I am here. My professional mic isn't on.
Where's your professional mic? Why do you want me to yell at you so bad?
Because everyone else gets that honor and I haven't gotten it yet.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to go have a horrible day at work.
If I recall correctly, you didn't yell at me that much the last time I was on, but then
Shut up. You don't interrupt him when he's yelling at people.
Yes,
This is my time to yell.
Yes,
no, it's my time to yell.
Up there, that's their time. Down here, this is our time.
Poo time.
Oh, man. It's everything I want. Mostly because it's also an iconic part of the show.
Well, also yelling at David for going off to make drinks or whatever as well.
Or just yelling at David in general.
Anyways, Steve, how's my level sounding right
now? Back to Logan being
this sounds fine.
All right, cool.
Hey, look, stop interrupting my co-host, Tester.
All right. Wait, am I supposed to get my mic?
Last time on Friday Night Fanfiction.
Glad you can make it down here, Detective. We could really use your assistance on this one.
Jeez, is that the body? Holy Christmas, what happened to him?
You're supposed to tell us. You're the detective. That's the third one this month. We gotta find this creep before they strike again.
Based on the compound fractures, the shattered cartilage around the wrists, the severe head trauma, it looks like they were forced to read bad fanfiction until their bodies revolted and destroyed them from the inside out.
Sir, we also found this near the body. Why would there be a cassette recorder here?
The sick bastard.
The suspect must have been recording it for their own enjoyment. And it seems they wanted us to hear something, too.
Well, let's give it a listen.
Should we really do that? I've seen horror movies that started this way.
I've also seen hentai that started this way.
Hello, Mr. Police Cops Lawman. If you have hopes to find me and stop me, you will have to play my game. Each week I will send you the worst fanfiction I can find. You must read it and survive, or the bodies will keep coming.
Please help me! He's already made me read more stories! I don't think I can handle anymore!
Damn! How did you know my name was Police Cops Lawman?
Sir, why did the power just go out?
Oh god, I just got hit with some paper. It couldn't be. It can't be!
Your mind and body can't possibly be ready for the thrilling conclusion of Friday Night Fanfiction. Brought to you by Nighthorse Media. Director, Grand Manat. Executive Producer, Corporate Steve.
So, who would win in a fight? Max Payne or John Wick?
John Wick.
John Wick.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I don't know enough of Max Payne.
But he's got a very similar backstory, only more of a traditional tragedy.
I see Max Payne as more of a ripoff of Punisher.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And John Wick isn't?
No.
No.
This is a little different.
John Wick lost a puppy and made everyone sad.
He's not really the good guy with a tragic backstory. He's a hitman who was always the bad guy. Now he's like trying too late to turn his life into something good and it just never happens for him.
John Wick, the good guy, is like, it's kind of nebulous. I mean, John Wick's a cool guy. I don't know about good.
I can't stop peeing.
I had this dumb extended conversation with a friend way back in the day about what if people had like no long intestine and everything was digested just immediately. We're just imagining the society where people are on mobile toilets constantly. They're eating and pooping all day.
So it's like Wall-E.
A little bit, I guess. This skips ahead to the part inside the school where it gets really creepy and weird, but...
What part inside what school? Oh, we're talking about my high school graduation, right. So, it was a graduating class of 75, and it was really awkward that one time that I gave roses to a girl for Valentine's Day, but she already had a boyfriend and I didn't know about it.
Oh.
And the boyfriend was your math teacher, right? We were talking about this before.
No. We weren't one of those schools that the police came to all the time, mostly because... as an extremely religious Jewish day school, they had no idea how much cocaine and pot was going on in our bathrooms.
Ah, excellent.
Speaking of, I was invited to my 15-year high school reunion this coming weekend. Hopefully nobody there listens to the show.
This just brings up the idea of that white powder in cooking class being something completely different.
Did you say white powder or white power? Because one of those answers are just going to need to leave the show.
White powder, flour, cocaine.
Welcome to Friday Night Fanfiction's Baking Show. I am your host, Cocaine Steve-O, and joining me tonight, as usual, are Sean and Val. The Canadians have taken over.
Yay!
Hey.
David is breaking his back on the moon, and Logan is distributing pharmaceuticals on the moon, probably.
Mayhaps cocaine.
He does deal in legitimate drugs, but don't blame the opioid crisis on him. He had nothing to do with it.
So far.
Define legitimate drugs.
Our guests tonight are Peter Chimera and T. Welcome, guys. How are you doing in alphabetical order?
In alphabetical order?
Well, one of you, your name is T, and the other one begins with T, so I don't know who goes first.
Yeah, do we go by nickname? Do we go by last name? I'm so confused. I need more direction.
All right, we'll start with you, Tom. How are you doing?
And it's pronounced Chimera, thank you. I'm good, and I'm surprised you mentioned Canadians taking over before he even got to me, but because I too am a Canadian.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, Steve-o.
Before it was 2-1, now it's 3-2, unless T, are you also a part of the Canadian conspiracy?
I am as far away from Canada as I can be. I am in Phoenix, so...
Phoenix, Australia?
No, Phoenix, Arizona. Although Phoenix, Australia would be pretty awesome too, I suppose. Yes, the sound of the kangaroo bouncing in the morning. You don't wake up to a rooster, you wake up to a kangaroo.
The kangaroo says,
"Caw!" It said remarkably like crows.
The Phoenix High School fighting kangaroos, and it's just a big ass fucking bird.
With Nicolas Cage's face.
Really shows the Arizona educational funds going to good use there.
No, don't talk to me about that. So disgraceful.
I'm glad that you're doing well, Tom.
I am.
And how are you doing, T?
I am doing excellent. Work has given me tomorrow and Friday off, so I have a 4-day weekend lined up, so I am fairly stoked.
Tepidly stoked. Lukewarmly stoked.
Yes, yes. You take the words from my mouth.
And I just put them right back in there because they're gross and covered in saliva.
Delicious words.
Thank you, Daddy.
This is something different tonight. Tom, you have been pushing this on me ever since Con Bravo this year.
Probably earlier than that. I'm not sure how to describe this story. It's disappeared completely from the internet, and I'm very lucky that I have a copy of this, and so we can share the love. It's kind of a unique story because it has the Mary Sue, but it's not like a self-insert Mary Sue, and it's not one for the reader to kind of insert themselves. It was her inserting her friend on behalf of which she wrote the entire story. But she doesn't really seem to impact the plot much. She's just always there to be kind of supportive and say hello and be everyone's friend. It's kind of weird.
Question then, was the friend consulted in this character or no?
The intro text kind of explains all this. I'll let Steve-O take it away with that.
All right, so I will be reading the author's note, and then Tom's going to be reading the first three paragraphs, and then we'll just go back to our regular order. This is Raphael and Michelangelo together. Forever.
Well, that is how they spelled the show, even though it's not how it's spelled in Renaissance history.
Steve-O, how do you say that? Michelangelo?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
By Shel Norland. Parentheses. This is all Raph, Leo, Donnie, Mikey, forever lover's idea, not mine. Don't blame this stuff on me. It was all her idea. The reason why she made me type these stories is because of her disabilities. She has problems with writing and typing. Wow, getting started on a real sad note there.
Yeah.
It's not sad, it's...
angry.
Kind of passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
You decided to write this and help the person. You're guilty.
Yeah, but the whole don't blame this stuff on me is a really sour note to get started on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't blame me, blame the disabled person who made me.
Exactly! Wow!
Hurtful!
Also, for her and another author named Wogglebug Love Productions, extra parentheses who wants me to delete Raph, Leo, Donnie, Mikey, Forever Lover stories, and I was hoping for a sequel to happen for her story called Queen of the Wild Things. Oh. And extraneous parentheses.
Are we going to be able to find that story?
I task you, people of the internet and listening to the show, find Queen of the Wild Things by either Shel Norland or Raph, Leo, Donnie, Mikey, Forever Lover, or whatever it is. It makes me feel like I was caught in the middle. Like I don't know what else to do or think or say to them both. And that I couldn't...
Found it.
Great. And that I just couldn't say no to any of them. And don't want to hurt their feelings. That was a run-on sentence. And run-on within parentheses. Good job. You've pissed me off twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you all will understand on how I feel about this.
About all this?
I was caught in the middle. But I hope you... Well, like this story, which was all Raph, Leo, Donnie, Mikey, Forever Lover's idea. Please be sure to give Raph, Leo, Donnie, Mikey, Forever Lover the credit. She made me do the work. Thank you.
And parentheses, Raphael and Michelangelo together forever. Tom?
So now you know you're in for a treat.
Drink for Raph, Leo, Donnie, Mikey, Forever Lover's idea. So that's five drinks we're in right now.
Okay. As you can probably figure out from the title, this is a Ninja Turtles incest story, and that's the least offensive thing.
So wait, did they ever establish in the show that they were more than just brothers by name? Were the turtles all from the same mother before they got mutated?
I really don't know.
Depends?
I don't think so.
That's a good question.
So maybe it's not an incest story. Maybe it's just wrong on every other level.
They weren't really clear in all the other iterations. They just said that they were brothers, but in the newest one, they are different turtles.
So their mother either slept around, or turtles have different views on polygamy that we should adopt as a human species.
I agree with both these ideas.
All right, chapter one, Stronger Feelings. I like how it starts off with stronger as if we've already established a certain level of strong. It all started in New York City sewers.
Not a good pizza place.
Until Raphael and... It changes the spelling of Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
The historical spelling is just M-I-C-H-E-L, but the Ninja Turtle is spelled like Michael.
Mikhail.
So, I don't know. Until Raphael and Michelangelo are getting
close to... Hold on one second. Let's just make this Mitch L. Angelo.
Stop editing the fic.
I'm not going to acknowledge this edit. I'm just going to start over here. It all started in New York City sewers until Raphael and Michelangelo are getting very close to each other. Like they have a thing for each other.
Here, Michael, I got you this napkin that's partially used.
Here, Raphael, I got you this toothpick.
And they knew that this feeling is getting stronger by the minute. Whenever they look at each other, they smiled at each other. And then they both realized that they both had feelings for each other.
Abject contempt and hatred.
Wow.
It is that instantaneous. Mayhaps turtles are just on another level of love, though.
I just can't believe how much it changes tense constantly. Like,
I know.
Past to present to past to present, like multiple times in one sentence.
If you're getting hang-ups on this already, maybe you shouldn't have submitted this story for us.
Yeah. I made my bed.
Maybe the feelings they had for each other were written on their teeth. That's why they smile and then saw that they had feelings for each other.
Oh, so they got those big ass grills.
Yeah.
I want to do pizza time with you.
Oh, man. Later, Raphael opens Chrissy's door and he saw Chrissy reading a book called Aladdin. No introduction to who Chrissy is. We're just thrown right into the middle of this. Chrissy looked up and she put her book to the side and she smiled at Raphael. Hi, Raph, she said. Hey, kiddo, what are you reading? Raphael asked. When he sat on her bed.
Porn.
Aladdin, Chrissy said.
That's a kind of porn.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Ahem. Anyway, I came in here to talk to you about Mikey, Raphael said.
Mickey.
Really? What about him? Chrissy asked. Well, I'm in love with him, Raphael said.
My oven's going off. Hold on.
No.
Baking cookies in the middle of...
Oh, no. He's making pizza. He's going to have pizza time there.
This is a disaster.
All right, keep going.
All right.
What?
Really, what about him? Chrissy asked. Well, I'm in love with him, Raphael said. Chrissy was surprised and she smiled. What is it that makes you love Mikey? She asked.
Oh, I think it's his dreamy smile and the fact that he doesn't have gingivitis.
It's that shell and how he just gets it shined every morning.
Oh, this is the best part. Well, he's my Mikey. He's my better half. He is my love of my life. He is my one and only. He is my moon, my rain, my sunshine, my stars, and my air that I breathe, Raphael said.
But not my Mack truck.
Chrissy smiled on how Raphael feels about Michelangelo, and she gives him a hug, and she said, I think you should tell Mikey on how you feel about him. If he is all that you said, I'm sure Mikey will feel the same way.
And if he doesn't, you can always do better.
Do you really think so? Raphael asked. I do, Chrissy said with a smile. Raphael smiled back, and he gives Chrissy a kiss on the forehead.
Mwah!
I love you, kiddo, and thanks for understanding on how I feel. Thank you, he said. You're welcome, Chrissy said. Yeah, let me know if you need anything.
I could use some insulin,
Raphael said when he's about to head out the door. Okay, Chrissy said.
Oh my gosh, so much said.
They really drag out that goodbye.
And they love to repeat the word said. There's like 5 times they just said it right there.
Said with a smile. Said with a smile.
Chrissy said. Raphael said. Chrissy said.
And the words on how. A short time later, Michelangelo came to Chrissy's bedroom, and he saw her still reading Disney's Aladdin book. Chrissy looked up and saw Michelangelo. She put her book aside, and she gives Michelangelo a hug. Hi, Mikey, she said. Hi, Chrissy, what are you reading?
Why?
We really need to establish that she's reading Aladdin. It's important, guys. Disney's Aladdin. What's up? Chrissy asked. Oh, nothing much. I just came in here because I want to talk to you, Michelangelo said. Really? What's this all about? Wow, she actually says, what's all about?
Don't eat it right away. You're going to burn yourself.
Well, that's very Canadian of you to say.
Hey!
Well, you won't believe me if I tell you this. I'm in love with Raph, Michelangelo said.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you said I'm in love with Raph.
I love Lamp. Chrissy was surprised to find out that Michelangelo is in love with Raphael, and she realized that Raphael told her that he's in love with Michelangelo, and then she starts to smile, and she said,
oh my god, we just had this conversation!
I know! Hold on, this is great. What is it that makes you love Raph? Well, he's the night watcher that chases away my nightmares.
Whoa, hold on.
Why is that capitalized? What's a night watcher?
No, I want to dissect this. First of all, night watcher is capitalized, so is that his superhero name?
Yes, it is, actually.
Oh, Jesus, really?
He's the night watcher that chases away my nightmares. He is the one that I always want to be with. He's the one that I want to share my everything with.
Oh my gosh.
He is my hero in green.
That's Shrek, damn it.
He is my life. He is my heart, my soul, my everything, my moon, my rain, my sun, my clouds, my snow.
But not my sleet or wintry mix.
He is my giant teddy bear, and he is my air that I breathe, Michelangelo said. Chrissy start to smile with tears in her eyes on what she heard from Michelangelo on what he had said about falling in love with Raphael.
All right, you need to stop now. You're done. You're good.
Grammar is so monstrous. Oh, it is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Wow, Mikey. Like, that was beautiful, she said, and she gives him a hug. I'm glad you love on how I feel about Raph, Michelangelo said with a smile. Yeah, well, I'm giving them the same voice because there are no paragraph breaks between who's speaking.
I know.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, anyway, maybe you could tell Raph on how you feel. Also, the tell Raph on how you feel, like, that's the poorest of poor English right there. Please, come on.
Why play this coy game? Can't she just say, yeah, he feels the same about you?
If he is on all that on what you what? On said, maybe on he will on feel the same on way about falling in on love with you.
Stop editorializing.
Shush. Damn it. Just because you're in the majority doesn't mean you can boss me around. If he is all that on what you said, maybe he will feel the same way about falling in love with you. Chrissy said.
Do you really think so?
Michelangelo asked.
I do.
Chrissy said with a smile. Michelangelo smiled back and he gives Chrissy a kiss on the forehead. I'm glad to have a wonderful sister.
Have you ever touched the mouth of a turtle? I think essentially he just pecked her eye out.
Beyond that, I'm surprised you didn't question how I make out with Val, just very loudly.
Oh.
Yeah, he almost rips my lips every single time.
We have a Richter scale in our room to measure how good our kisses are.
Val is part turtle.
No, I'm part beaver.
Oh. Even hotter.
Yeah.
Well, I just noticed that they refer to Chrissy as his sister. So this whole time, I just assumed she's just some human friend who hangs out with him. Now I'm wondering if she's supposed to be a turtle.
No more female turtles.
I remember that one with the light blue bandana that I don't remember the name of.
Yeah, Venus, I believe.
Because she was like token chick.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you understand on how I feel. Thank you, Michelangelo said. You're welcome, Chrissy said. Yeah, let me know if you need anything,
Michelangelo said when he goes out the door.
Okay,
Chrissy said, and she continues to read her book. Then...
She's never going to finish that damn book at this rate if everyone just barges into her room. Jeez.
Then Splinter walks in. I'm in love with Shredder.
Oh God. Dear Lord.
Then, later, when Raphael and Michelangelo were sitting on the couch watching some TV... They both looked at each other, and they both smiled at each other. I just imagined the big toothless grin of a southerner now. Thanks, Sean.
Fwom, fwom.
You got a pretty turtle mouth there, Raph.
Snap, snap.
Snapping turtle.
No, I got this. I can totally channel the emotion for the scene. Hey, Raph. Michelangelo said. Hey, Mikey. Raphael said. How are you doing? Michelangelo asked. Doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, the sexual tension.
Raphael said, doing pretty good. Mind if I ask you something?
I'm getting steamy too.
I'm so wet, I'm slipping off my chair.
mind if I ask you something? Michelangelo asked.
Yeah.
Wait, you do mind? All right, fine. Story over. Go ahead, Mikey. Raphael said. If you're not doing anything later on today, would you like to, you know, hang out with me?
Like they're not spending all their time together anyway.
Go out for pizza and maybe go for a walk in the park? Michelangelo asked.
Yeah, just two turtles walking around New York City in the park. Not really going to draw a lot of attention.
Raphael was surprised on what Michelangelo had asked him about going out with him. And then he starts to smile and he says, sure, Mikey, I will like that. Next up is Val.
Hooray!
Yay.
Let me finish eating this piece of pizza.
Don't you know not to talk with a full mouth?
No, I don't.
This is such a professional production.
Yeah!
That's why this is saved in editing.
Yep. One night came to New York City, and pretty much everywhere else in, like, the Eastern Standard Time. Raphael and Michelangelo all head up towards the surface on Raphael's shell cycle.
Doesn't all meet usually mean more than two, though?
Yeah.
They all stop, again, all. All two of them.
Oh my gosh.
They're referring to the fact that these Ninja Turtles also have stands a la JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yes, please.
They're both different variants of pizza. So Michelangelo is deep dish and Raphael is thin crust because he can't take a joke.
Oh, nice. Thin crust always was my favorite.
And they all stopped at a pizza joint and they had their favorite topping pizza, which has everything that you could ever imagine.
Tar.
No, not just tar. Tar-based anti-dandruff shampoo. Fucking tea gel.
Half the stuff I imagine is not edible. And the other half is questionable.
Cat litter.
Yep, questionable.
Mr. T's hand.
Yep, questionable.
Mmm, this pizza is really good, Raphael said, taking a bite of a slice of pizza. So the author is just like lazying it.
Yeah.
Glad you like it, Michelangelo said.
Oh, that's such a bad joke. Michael Johnson asked in Discord, who will be stuffed cheese? I said, Leonardo. He's so full of himself.
I don't know why Michelangelo says, glad you like it, because I don't think he's the one who made the pizza.
Yeah.
Michelangelo said, taking a bite of his pizza, wow, this is a wonderful time to be out the sewer for a while.
I think every time is a wonderful time to be out of the sewers.
Yeah.
Also, what a coincidence. I'm eating pizza right now. I feel like a Ninja Turtle myself.
Raphael said, that's the entire sentence.
Oh, God, I read ahead.
Don't read ahead. There's a t-shirt.
Because I know we have been cooped up inside the lair all day, and I thought maybe you and I could do cool stuff together. Michelangelo taking a sip of his drink, which is Coca-Cola.
The original Coca-Cola with the Coca.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Ah, I see. Raphael said, taking a sip of his drink, which is also a Coca-Cola. There's no way. Sorry. Which is also Coca-Cola.
I made the same mistake twice.
Uh-huh.
Val, stop eating during the show. Val.
Or at least when it's not your turn.
I put the piece away. I just took a bite before putting the piece away, but I did put the piece away.
Oh my God.
Look, I'm hungry!
As the extended drum solo continues.
Okay.
God damn. Val, I didn't realize you were drinking just like copious amounts of Natty Bo.
No, it was Coca-Cola.
We got a lot to get through here.
Once they were done eating, they paid for the food.
No, they paid the food.
Yeah. Oh, they paid the food. Shit.
Ah, an unintentional crossover with Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
There we go.
There we
Similar
go.
To
yeah.
how the Native Americans used to thank the animals that they kill for their food, the Ninja Turtles pay the food itself.
Yeah. And they all start, all two of them, to go for a walk in Central Park, and Michelangelo found a perfect spot to hang out in the park, which is right by the lake where they could see all the stars, in a nice full moon in the night sky.
Alternative interpretation, the all refers to you and me and the bottle makes three tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just thinking about it, you know how parks are usually kind of places where people squat or sleep or go to hang out anyways?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not being incognito with this at all.
Oh, no. Central Park is packed at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a lake in Central Park?
I don't know.
There's ponds, I think.
There's ponds?
There might be an artificial lake.
I don't think there's a lake.
Hmm.
There's a big pond. That's for sure.
How big does a body of water have to be before it's considered a lake?
I don't care!
Wow, this is amazing, Mikey, Raphael said, looking at the spot, and they all sit on the bench close to the lake and look at the night sky until...
Oh my God!
... A shooting star in the sky...
Kaboom! ...falls and hits one of them in the head and kills them instantly, ending the fic.
Yes!
Oh, this is one sentence. Wow.
Val, say it again. I didn't hear you.
Wow.
All right. You know what? Maybe it's just my ears, but I want it one more time.
Wow.
Now do it like Owen Wilson.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow. Raphael said, saw a shooting star. That doesn't make any sense.
We're not going to think about it.
I love how she constantly has to re-explain everything.
I know.
A shooting star in the sky. Wow, Raphael says, saw a shooting star.
Michelangelo smiled, and he remembers Chrissy's words on how to tell Raphael how he feels about falling in love with Raphael.
Wait, what? What? Hold on, let me go back.
Apparently that happened.
So beautifully redundant. Everything is so beautifully redundant.
Here, I got the reaction. Wow.
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 In my ear.
Wow.
Ahem, Raph.
I'm sorry, I don't know why that got me. Oh my gosh.
Ahem, Raph.
I imagine a sudden monocle, a vest, yes. Over the turtle shell.
A top hat.
Yeah.
I just lost. Ahem, Raphael. You know what I wish to do. Let's not beat about the bush.
I would like to beat around your bush.
Ah, yes. Expose it, brother.
They don't have hair!
Don't break the immersion!
I don't know. I've never studied a turtle's genitalia that long.
God
so
damn it,
maybe
no,
they do.
We're not diving into this tonight.
They have scales.
Oh, they have short scales? Like, they have to shave those? Or what are we talking about here?
Oh my god, you don't want to shave scales? It's like peeling your skin off.
Please read!
Ahem, Raf. There's something that I have to tell you. Michelangelo said, feeling nervous. He gets very monotonous when he gets nervous.
Clearly.
Really? What is it? Raphael asked.
Well, I mean, you could save 15% or more on car insurance by switching to Geico.
Oh, damn it. It was all a clever ruse. I also want a threesome with that gecko from the commercials.
Oh!
Be my third.
They wouldn't even be able to use him as a sleeve.
I don't know. It depends on the size of the gecko, I suppose.
I mean, people already had sex with Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's where I got introduced to this. Yeah, it was lovely.
I'm sorry.
You got introduced to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles through Pokemon?
No. I got introduced to Friday Night Fanfiction through Halcyon Daycare or whatnot.
Oh, God.
Again, I'm sorry.
I know it was a rough start, but oh my gosh, so worth it.
All right, Val, I'm done my pizza. I need my erection to stay up for 4 more hours. Please tell me more about this love between two reptilians.
Okay, well, you can also think about the fact that there's still half a pizza upstairs.
Yes.
Instantly hard.
Yeah.
You know, like, you as a good brother, right? Well, I have been having this feeling inside me. And, well, I'm in love with you, Raph.
I also have indigestion, which is the feeling I've had inside of me.
I'm in love with you, Raph. Michelangelo said on being in love with Raphael.
Like, who else would say this? Raphael was surprised on what Michelangelo has said to him. And he lets Michelangelo continue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your permission.
Yeah, that's polite. And how I feel about you is...
Sorry, here we go again.
Val, I need you to go low and growly for this.
Well... You are the night watcher that changes away my nightmares.
Oh, jeez. Go on.
You're the one that I always want to be with. You are the love of my life.
No. You are the one that I want to share my everything with.
Fuck, I skipped the line. Shit.
Yes, you did.
Shit.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yum.
I kind of choked on my burp. That was weird.
Don't die now.
Oh, I'm not planning on dying. Like, I haven't finished my pizza yet, and I made it.
Yeah, I can't die yet. I need to finish that pizza first.
Exactly.
I can't leave this mortal coil with regrets.
With such delicious pizza? Like, by my side?
Please read! I'm so hard!
You are my heart, my soul, my everything, my moon. My pizza pie. It doesn't say that, actually. I'm very disappointed it doesn't say that.
My stars, my sun, my clouds, my rain, my snow, my entire weather for the year.
My immortal.
My inner ear infection.
My skeleton.
My inner life.
My expired visa.
You are my giant teddy bear, even though you're a turtle.
He's a turtle!
This is the second time he said that, so I don't know if this is surprising you.
This is like copy-paste.
No. The first time I just blocked it out, I'm like, virus protection. No, this doesn't factor in at all. Second time, all right, this is no longer a coincidence or a mistake.
No, even worse, he started out as a teddy bear. Now he's a giant teddy bear.
Yeah.
And soon, the next day, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Sweet.
Yes, and you are also my air that I breathe.
Okay, what's up with this air thing as well? Like, they say it all the time. I just want to see, like, a short video where one of them steps out of the room and all of a sudden the other falls to the ground choking.
I never felt that way when I'm around you.
What?
Which is, once again, brings you to the question, what happens when they leave? And that is why I was scared to tell you, and I was curious to know on how you feel about me, Michelangelo said. Raphael has tear in his eyes on what he has heard from Michelangelo, and he starts to smile as well.
Huh. Cool, I learned something today. Apparently pond turtles can stay underwater for up to 4 months because their bodies allow themselves to absorb oxygen partly from the water.
Nice.
This story taught me something.
But how did the story tell you that? I'm a little offended on the implication that this story is educational.
Mikey, there's something that I have to tell you as well.
I stole your 401k.
That is how I was able to afford this top hat.
And it was his turn to tell Michelangelo on how he feels about falling in love with
Stop
Michelangelo.
Stop saying on how, Jesus Christ!
On how Michelangelo said on how Michelangelo said on how, Raph. I'm in love with you as well. And on how I feel about you as well. You're my Mikey. You are my better half. And you are the love of my life.
Is the better half with or without olives? Because I personally don't like olives on my pizza.
You're my one and only. You're my moon, my stars, my sunshine, and you're also the air that I breathe. So he's just plagiarizing him.
All right, next up is T.
Whenever I'm around you and look at you, I just never felt that way before. And I also kept hoping that you would feel the same way about me, he said.
Would you like to do your Overwatch placements with me so we can get put in the same bracket?
Maybe.
Just can't quit you.
Wait. He said? Not Raphael said?
Yeah, I know. Michelangelo just smiled at Raphael, which he smiled back until they saw the moon being so shining and so full.
Right, saw the moon being so shining.
Yep, that's what it says.
I'm raising my fist to the gods of grammar, spelling, and punctuation. I hate all of you.
And so full. Then they both looked at each other, and then, .. they slowly leaned close to each other, and they pressed their lips on each other into, .. a kiss.
On what else?
A Hershey kiss.
The kiss was so deep that they could just stay in that sweet, touching moment forever.
I could stay lost in this moment for the rest of time. I don't want to close my eyes. Come on, Mikey, sing it.
I don't want to miss a thing. I always heard those lyrics as, and I don't want to miss Ben.
You know what, Tom? I do miss How to Win Ben Stein's Money.
It's on in a half hour, and I don't want to miss Ben.
And that they could just wrap their arms around each other. Once they parted from the kiss, they smiled at each other, and they kissed again. Get ready for this, kids. It's a transition. While they were in the sewers, so we went straight from the pool of kissing straight back down, they knew they had to tell Leonardo, Donatello, Chrissy, and Splinter that they are together. So they decided to tell them once they get home. That's a quick decision.
Wait, they were already home.
Once they came down the ladder, they all walked towards the living room, and they all saw Leonardo meditating with Splinter.
You don't meditate in the living room! That's where most of the guests sort of walk back and forth. Meditate in your damn bedroom!
It's a sewer.
It's not like they're meditating nude. Give the guys a break.
They don't wear clothes! They're nude!
Is there any legitimate meditation that isn't nude meditation?
I mean, they wear headbands.
You know, if you just wrap the headband a little lower, I guess it counts as clothing.
Steve-O, it's not like they're having tantric sex.
You know, that's a band I haven't heard of in a long time. Does tantra still exist?
Tantric turtle boning?
Thank you very much for the episode title, Tom. Tantric turtle boning. Beautiful.
Sting approves of that title.
Once they came down the ladder, they all walked towards the living room. They all saw Leonardo meditating with Splinter, Donatello checking on his turtle fied eye in the sky tracking system, and Chrissy watching a movie called The Lion King. Okay, what's the sky tracking system? Is this like Skynet? I'm like ignorant to this.
No, it's the monorail that takes you from the hotel to the middle of the Magic Kingdom.
Monorail. Monorail.
Apparently Tantric the band is still around. Damn.
Are they touring?
No, they just released an album last month.
Oh, jeez.
Damn.
Anyways, both Raphael and Michelangelo looked at each other with a smile, and they nod their heads at the other, and they start to walk towards the group.
It doesn't say who's talking.
You are. You're talking. You own this tea.
It says afterwards.
Hey, guys. They both said at the same time. Donatello, Leonardo, and Splinter looked up and saw Raphael and Michelangelo standing next to each other.
Hey, guys. What's up? Leonardo God damn asked. It. Well, Mikey and I had an announcement to make. Mikey told me that he loves me as a mate. Dot, dot, dot. And dot, dot, dot. I told him that I love him as a mate as well.
Well, that's okay. Raphael said.
Wait, made his will as in his last will and testament?
No, it says as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying it's the southern accent has made me think that probably Michelangelo is dying.
Maybe.
Well, you never know. My heart can't take it anymore.
Ugh.
Raphael said, holding hands with Michelangelo. Both Leonardo and Donatello were shocked with their eyes wide open and their mouths just dropped. For Splinter and Chrissy, they just smiled, and it looks like Chrissy told Splinter on what Raphael and Michelangelo had been feeling and that they're in love with each other.
That's a bit of a betrayal of trust.
He couldn't tell the Michelangelo when he came in, but could tell Splinter. I know, it's kind of stupid.
Whoa, Donatello said. Wow, that's wonderful. How long is his penis? Leonardo asked.
I think you can all tell constantly.
Well, we had been having this feeling since around about a month or so.
That is when we told Chrissy on how we felt, and Chrissy believes us on every word. And we start to tell each other.
Remember, I can make you sound a little less like a eunuch. If you are fucking up, I can edit this. It's magic.
On how we feel about each, and that we feel the same way about each other. And,
Michelangelo said, and Donatello and Leonardo
and?
Asked at the same time.
And
we had Uncle our Owen very
and Baroo.
Great, now you've got me associating the word and with sex somehow.
And we had our very first kiss in Central Park, Raphael said.
It was in the source, but it was still valid because the coordinates were the same.
Donatello and Leonardo had their mouths wide open.
I see that you two are getting along so well, Splinter said.
Also, both of you could use some dentine ice.
Splinter said, who made Donatello and Leonardo jump out of their skins. What?
He was there the whole time. He didn't sneak up on them.
I know. One of them was meditating with the other. Anywho.
Yeah.
Yes, Sensei. We really get along pretty well, actually. And while we were on our way home from going out, we decided that we were going to share a bedroom, dot, 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 together.
Raphael said, and he was still holding hands with Michelangelo. The scandal.
Are you sure you both want to do this by sharing a bedroom together? Splinter asked.
There is no going back.
There is no going back. When you move in, it is permanent.
Raphael and Michelangelo looked at each other and smiled, and they nod their heads.
Nope, we don't want to do this. Goodbye, everybody.
Why would it be freaking permanent?
Because they're Catholic.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Catholics, like, divorce all the time.
Well, they're not supposed to.
Yeah, being supposed to and actually, like, doing it.
The church has got really lax.
Yeah, fairly so.
Somehow, after he asks them if they're sure, they say yes. I imagine him saying, so be it, and opening his hands to release a cloud of locusts.
You have decided this path, and now the world shall end.
It reminds me of a saying that we have in Quebec, basically saying what he shits and what he says.
What?
What?
I kind of get it.
They're two different things.
Yeah, one comes from a totally separate orifice than the other most of the time.
Well, unless you're a politician.
Yeah.
So I decided to look up TMNT fanfic as a search on Twitter.
Oh no.
The sickest bird in all of American literature is when Shredder calls Leonardo Leonardzo in my TMNT fanfic.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Sean, go ahead and finish our first read.
Then Donatello and Leonardo smiled that their brothers are getting along and that they are now together as a wonderful couple. All right. You both could now share a bedroom, Splinter said.
I'm sorry, I'm imagining the Dr. Phil episode where Raphael and Michelangelo are fighting.
Now, you say that he is cheating on you with your other brother.
That's right, Dr. Phil.
Yes! Raphael Michelangelo said at the same time. Then they both got started on helping Michelangelo move his stuff into Raphael's bedroom, including moving his bed next to Raphael's bed, so they both could sleep together. You don't have to do that.
You can get a bigger bed.
Yeah. When Donatello and Leonardo, along with Chrissy and Splinter, were all sleeping.
But why did you say along with when you could just say all of them were sleeping?
You gotta pad that word count. Raphael and Michelangelo were now in their new bedroom. It's not... No, moving on. And they both in bed. And they were now looking at each other with nice, bright smiles upon their faces. And then Michelangelo starts to get close to Raphael in the middle of their bed. And then...
No.
I've been waiting.
No! You've been waiting exactly 55 minutes since the show started.
Let's get it on.
God damn it, you're going in the boo box.
Oh no!
Don't put the guest in the boo box! Raphael wrapped his arms around him and then... They start on... Kissing. Just like what they did before in Central Park. And they start to make... Love.
God damn it! I didn't even have the story up. I was looking for more fanfic stuff on Twitter. I just guessed.
And then they had their goodnight kiss. Goodnight, Mikey.
Whoa. That's the shortest amount of time any fanfic author has ever spent on sex.
Yeah.
It says they started to make love and then they had a goodnight kiss. So I guess they just changed their mind.
They just gave up halfway through. They couldn't figure out their own turtle anatomy is my guess.
So what happened was they started making out and they had Careless Whisper on in the background and suddenly Michael's elbow accidentally hit the record player and it skipped to the Vengabus song and they just lost the mood and they went to bed.
What's with you and the Vengabus?
I don't know, Val. I just really like that song for some reason.
Or maybe they have a very short attention span.
What were we doing?
Let's go get pizza.
Why do I have this mysterious boner?
Oh, well.
What's a boner?
Let's get pizza.
In this case, it would be boners because turtles are reptilian in nature and they both have two penises.
What?
All right.
Can be pink.
I thought it was only sharks with that.
No.
As if the Google search hasn't been tight enough, turtle penis.
I do believe that turtles have hemipenes.
There are several YouTube videos.
Oh, no.
Have you ever heard the noise a turtle makes when it makes love, though?
Yeah.
Hold
on.
It's pretty astute.
Come on, we know what's going on in Raphael and Michelangelo's room. What's the noise, gentlemen?
I don't know. The weird thing is I look up turtle penis and Google says about 9,340,000 results.
Come on, though. Turtles make this love when they're...
No, I'm not making the noise. Stop it.
Good night, Mikey, my lovely sweetheart. Raphael said, "Good night, Raph, my amazing night watcher," Michelangelo said.
"I'll watch you poop."
And they both start to fall asleep in each other's arms, and they start on kissing, again. Chapter 2, Big Question / Turtlenapped. As the months passed by, Raphael and Michelangelo had been seeing each other and also been making love, and they also start to think about on what's up ahead.
Can you stop that? Oh my gosh. Please do not blow into the kazoo during the recording.
That was a video of an actual turtle.
I know what it was. Play along with the joke.
Oh, that sweet kazoo.
Thank you.
At first I thought it was one of those air horns.
Or one of those little kid toys where you blow into it and it goes...
Or the bad guy from Dark Crystal.
I still haven't seen that.
I just told you everything you need to know about the movie.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for saving me up to 2 hours of my life.
Their minds drifted into a nice, wonderful future.
Sean said as Steve-O opened a link on Jezebel called Turtles Have Horrifying Penises.
And that has to do with... marriage. When Michelangelo is doing his radio show...
Wait, hold on. That's an interesting plot point to just drop right there.
Yeah. Called the Sewer Hour. Raphael is in his disguise, which is red trench coat and hat. All capitalized for no reason.
So they weren't wearing disguises when they went out to Central Park where everyone could see them on a midday afternoon.
Of course not. This is the 90s cartoon. They can just walk around as they want. And he starts to go into a nice jewelry store to get a nice orange engagement ring to ask Michelangelo for his handsome hand in marriage. Just the hand. He doesn't want the rest of the body.
I can't tell if handsome hand is redundant.
It is.
He was at the counter, and he found a perfect engagement ring that is in Michelangelo's favorite color, orange. It was gold, and it had an orange diamond on it. That's a perfect engagement ring. That will be perfect for Mikey, Raphael said to himself.
Do you think orange is really his favorite color, or just was blue and purple taken? Like,
or maybe he couldn't pick green because they were green?
I want pizza.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Go upstairs and get pizza. He bought the ring that is in a small box, and he put it in his belt, and he popped down into the sewer without Michelangelo to notice. When Raphael came to the lair, he went to Splinter and Leonardo, who are meditating. Excuse me, Master Splinter and Leo.
I forget your name.
Yeah. Master Splinter and
Thomas.
Damn it, what's your name again?
Arthur.
Shit.
Maynard.
David.
Leonard.
No. I got it. Kurt Manlove.
Oh, yeah. I have something that I want to show you guys, and it's for Mikey, he said, feeling nervous. What is it, my son? Splinter asked. They all followed Raphael into the living room, along with Donatello and Chrissy.
Wait, they weren't in the living room? Where the fuck were they?
I don't know. We've got a lot to get through here.
You keep saying that, and I keep saying we do this show every week, so it's not like there's a lot of pressure.
There's one scene I really want to get to tonight, if we can.
I won't get to be on next week.
You'll get two reads, don't worry.
Okay.
They all gathered around at the couch, and Raphael gets the engagement ring out of his pocket, about to open the box that has the orange engagement ring.
It was made at Arby's.
I'm gonna ask Mikey for his handsome hand in marriage, he said while showing the ring to Splinter, Leonardo, Donatello, and Chrissy.
Everyone together, 3, 2, 1. It's gonna sound a lot better in post.
I think I spiked my mic again.
I'll just replace you all with text to speech. I need to escape.
They all said at the same time, looking at the ring and how it sparkles.
Oh, they're talking about the ring, not the turtle penis. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the turtle's penis sparkles if it's, like, glistening or something.
If it's all oily, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I shall fuck to turtle Halla.
I was about to say, turtles bedazzle their junk?
Yeah!
Next up is me. When Raphael first put the ring back in its box and put the box in his
oh god
belt,
I finally googled turtle penis.
It looks like a slug, doesn't it?
For some of them, it looks like one of those small mushrooms that open at the end that look like a trumpet. Or some sort of suction cup at the end of a stick.
Cock
and it's really, like, mushy.
There's a lot of branching paths here that I don't want in my adventure game, thank you very much.
It's very mushy.
Stop hammer time. Stop in the name of love. Let me read.
First results.
That's beautiful.
Which, at the same time, Michelangelo came home from his...
Oh, can we get Bad Dragon to make a turtle cock dildo?
Jesus Christ.
I'm sure you can.
There's one that is patterned with, like, pepperoni all over it.
You guys think I might be sighing at what you're saying, but it's Michelangelo came home from his radio show called The Sewer Hour.
Yeah, I said that earlier.
I thought he broadcasted from the sewers or something.
Hey dudes and dudettes. Singular. They know they only have one female listener. I'm back from my sewer hour radio show. Michelangelo said, hey Mikey, how was the sewer hour? Donatello asked.
Shitty as usual.
It was good. Lots of phone calls calling for some requests of music while they tell me their stories. Ah, so Michelangelo was the originator of the Red Shoe Diaries.
Huh.
Ha!
And everything's pretty quiet on the streets as well, Michelangelo said. Oh, that's very good. Have you decided what to do for dinner? Tom, what do you think they're gonna have for dinner?
Lasagna.
Spaghetti.
the finest thick spaghetti.
All right,
spaghetti.
Lasagna, spaghetti.
Spaghetti is a romantic meal. Should be spaghetti.
I don't know, this is a tough one.
Hmm.
Val, what's your guess?
A pizza sandwich between two pizzas.
Pizzaception. Calzone.
Okay, I'm going to say an appetizer of foie gras with a petite sirloin.
That's quite classy. They're going to break out the top hats for that.
And as a dessert, key lime pie, because turtles have a refined palate.
I think it's just going to be one very large trout.
I was thinking we could pick up some, drumroll, pizza!
Ah, darn, I was wrong!
What? Who would have thought?
Oh, you got the closest.
That's why I came home to get my skateboard, so I could get to the pizza joint to get some pizza.
Hold on. What is he doing to get to and from the radio show?
I walked because I'm a peon. I'll have my shell cell with me in case I need you guys for anything. Michelangelo said, get his skateboard and head out the sewer lid.
Do you think he skateboarded up the ladder?
Of course.
I think he just started playing a game of skate or die in his mind.
Skate or die.
Die. When Michelangelo went out, Raphael was in the bedroom trying to stay calm and not to get nervous about asking Michelangelo to marry him. Chrissy wheeled to... Wait, why aren't the Teenage Ninja Turtles in Soap Opera's Weekly Digest? Because that's what this feels like.
I just now realized Chrissy's in a wheelchair. It has been this whole time.
What?
It said Chrissy wheeled to where Raphael is.
It's the friend.
It's her inserting her friend.
That's disabled.
That couldn't write the... that couldn't write the story.
Yeah, the one that wrote it by mouth. The oral history of the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus. Sypha from Castlevania?
Chrissy wheeled to where Raph. Jesus, you heard that twice, I'm sure.
Lovely.
Chrissy pulled a sick wheelie to where Raphael is, and she starts to hold onto his hand to get him to calm down. Raphael snapped out of it, and he looked at Chrissy holding onto his hand to help him stay calm. Not to worry, Ralph. I'm sure Ralph? That Mickey will save...
What? No.
Not There's to, no L.
Not to worry, Ralph. I'm sure that Mickey will say yes to your proposal. If I was you, I will just think of happy thoughts. Take a deep breath. Count to 10 slowly in your mind.
And relax your anus.
She has all three tenses in that sentence. If I was you, I will just think of happy thoughts. Take a deep breath.
Ugh. That's a skill right there. It's not useful, but it's a skill.
One.
Nothing wrong with me. Two.
Nothing wrong with me.
Two.
Three. Something's got to give.
Don't you disrupt my slow counting, goddammit. You're a guest on this show. I make the rules.
I am the king of this land. None oppose me.
And then you will get on one knee. Nothing wrong with my knee. Reveal the engagement ring that you're going to give to Mikey. And that way you could ask him to marry you. And he will say, yes. She said, giving Ralph some comfort, although there is literally no comfort
for you. Raphael!
I don't care! It's Ralph!
Just say Raphael. It's just a little more.
It's Ralph, the motorcycle mouse from Kids!
Oh, I love that mouse.
Now, what was I gonna say?
Staff, pizza!
What?
You wanna eat pizza?
Nothing wrong with me.
Shut both of you, shut up. Tom, you're absolutely right that these tenses are just getting worse and worse and worse.
I'm telling you, it's a skill.
She's a Time Lord.
I don't wanna go. She said, giving Raphael some comfort. Do you really think that Mikey will accept my proposal, Chrissy? Raphael asked. I really do think that Mikey will accept your proposal, because you are his everything, just like he is your everything as well. And you made a bulletproof proposition for this request for...
Here's my PowerPoint. It has Night Watcher and Air That I Breathe and a whole bunch of other compelling points.
So, quick tangent. We watched a terrible movie last night, Meteor Man. It reminded me that in the early 90s, there was a time when business meetings happened without PowerPoints. Can you remember those days?
Oh, Lord!
They had briefcases and single sheets of poster board they had to flip through. Not even a laser pointer.
That's actually my board meetings right now.
Aww.
Wait, you guys have board meetings about, like, the mountain and snow and whatnot?
Actually, yes, we do.
Can you show me on a non-PowerPoint about your meetings about non-PowerPoints?
I could. Next time I go into work, I will take a picture for you.
Please. I want to see. Thank you. Chrissy said with a smile. Raphael smiled and he gives Chrissy a kiss on the forehead. Thanks, Chrissy, for comforting me, he said. With a smile.
Every sentence is about people smiling.
Yeah, smile and the world smiles with you.
Raphael smiled and said, thanks, Chrissy. He said with a smile.
These smiles are growing in redundancy.
Everybody in the story has had a partial frontal lobotomy. So there you go. When Michelangelo is on his way home with some pizza in his hands on his skateboard until... All right, the tense and grammar in that just gave me a little bit of an aneurysm. He was grabbed by the shredder and he was knocked out cold. And then the shredder's foot ninja picked up Michelangelo.
Foot ninja.
And put him in the van.
To have their way with him.
Foot ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
No, they're the Foot Clan ninjas. They're no, not they're just the foot ninjas. Ninjas. I'm imagining giant feet with bandanas.
They're just a giant feet.
Yeah.
They are part of Dr. Scholl's street team, the Foot Ninjas. Thank you very much.
Oh, I totally forgot. There's a band called 12 Foot Ninja.
Is that about penises?
No, it's metal.
Metal penises?
And they... Thanks, Sean. And they drove off all the way towards the Foot headquarters, known as Foot Locker.
Oh, no.
Back at the sewers, it was all... Is that a spot on... Yeah, it's just a spot on my screen. I thought there was an accent over the E for Leonardo. Leonardo and Donatello.
It's French for Onardo. The Onardo.
It's Leonardo, thank you very much.
Oh!
Got him.
Oh!
In the sewers, because Chrissy told Raphael to the Central Park to get him calmed down.
What?
And Splinter is sleeping in his bedroom. That was a jumble of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Then the turtle alarm went off. Now is when you can make the turtle sex noises. God damn it. I hate everyone and everything.
Come on, do it with us, Dio.
No, I'm not! You can't tempt me, Satan's greatest temptation!
You know it.
Keep going, keep doing that, come on.
Oh, man. I love that noise. It's so weird.
We'll get copy stricken!
Finish.
Yes!
Penis laugh.
Leonardo and Donatello are looking at the turtle-fied eye in the sky, and they start to track Michelangelo, and they found him at Foot Headquarters. Leo, I found Mikey.
Wait, is the Foot Headquarters like some random building, or is it like the Technodrome?
It's a Foot Locker warehouse.
Okay.
I imagine the Foot Headquarters being inside a gym where a lot of people just run.
Do they still have the Technodrome in the later cartoons? Because I don't even...
I don't know.
I I think so.
It has a cameo in the 2003 one. It also appears in the 2012 one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really care that much. What's important to me is that all the turtles are seeing podiatrists if they have issues with their feet.
You know it.
My theory is that he's being turtle napped, Donatello said.
He's tired. He wants to have a nap.
Can you back up that theory?
Beep, beep, beep. And Chrissy is in the park with Raph, trying to get Raph all calmed down so he could propose to Mikey. So it looks like it's up to you and me to save Mikey, Leonardo said. Right. Fuck.
What just happened?
Your microphone fall over and spill a drink?
No, it's not let's go. It's not turtle power. It's...
Pizza time.
Shit. It's green time.
Of course.
Donatello said. Next up is Tom.
Yes.
God damn.
Thank you. I was hoping I would get to do this page.
You're welcome.
Both turtles got their weapons ready, including some laser guns, which they will come in handy to stop the foot, including the shredder.
What?
And then they also put some ellipsis itchy powder inside the laser guns, which will make the foot ninjas, including Shredder, feel very, 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 very itchy.
Wow.
Do we need a moment to process this amazing sentence?
Oh, the foot just needs to team up with the Madden.
Madden?
Athlete's foot.
Boom. Powfactin. Connectin.
No, not athlete's foot. They have to do it with Gold Bond.
Technically, I think it'd be called ninja's foot.
They both head towards the turtle cheap. It actually says cheap. C-H-E-A-P.
Cheap, cheap.
They drove to the foot headquarters once they got to the rooftop. And did they drive on the rooftop? I don't know.
I guess.
And Donatello used his goggles to stop where Michelangelo is at inside that place.
What?
And then he spots something that is very ugly. Ellipsis. He just saw Michelangelo being, ellipsis, raped by the shredder himself.
Oh, no.
More distressed.
Leo, you better take a look at this, he said. What is it? Leonardo asked. I saw Mikey being raped by the shredder, and it's ugly, Donatello said, rubbing his eyes on what he had seen inside that place.
Don't talk about Michelangelo like that.
Like, shouldn't you guys just get into action instead of looking at it? Just act on it already. Don't just look.
This is their reaction to their friend and brother being sexually assaulted by their greatest enemy. Him just rubbing his eyes.
It's like, what? Let me see. What? You have to see this. What?
Val, what the hell do you want me to see? I'm busy with pizza.
I'm rubbing my eyes on what I had just seen. Leonardo used Donatello's goggles and saw Michelangelo being raped by the shredder. And then...
I thought you were going to say that he used his gun.
Yeah. It's not Bobatello.
And then his blood start to boil. Oh, that has gone too far. And Shredder is so dead for. Let's go, he said. And they all head inside, and they crash the room where Michelangelo is being held, where the shredder is waiting for them.
Wait, he's waiting for them, or he's raping them?
Is he still mid the sexual assault while this is occurring, or did they wait for him to finish?
I don't know.
Because that's even worse.
Yeah, like, it's not a situation in which you should be polite.
Nothing is clear in this story.
All right, I'm back from getting pizza. What did I miss?
Oh, Shredder's raping Michelangelo.
All right, yeah. I'm going to go back to the pizza. That was better.
It was very ugly. The poor thing is that Shredder is so dead for.
That's good.
While they were inside the place, they went inside the room where Michelangelo was being held. Shredder, you leave our brother alone, Leonardo shouted. Foot ninja, attack! Shredder ordered his foot ninja, and the battle begins. And then Leonardo and Donatello use their laser guns that have the itchy powder.
Whoa!
And they start shooting at them, and the foot ninjas, including the Shredder, start to get all itchy from the itchy powder. I feel itchy, so itchy. Itchy, 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 Shredder said, feeling so itchy from the itchy powder.
And scratchy!
Is Shredder still pantsless at this point, I wonder?
I'm just amazed from the change in tone from a man being raped to, oh, I'm so itchy. Itchy, itchy.
No, a turtle.
A turtle being raped.
And I'm wondering, like, is he still wearing his entire, like, armor? Or...
Yeah.
And if he's itching himself, wouldn't he start just, like, cutting himself up? Man, that'd be the most brutal way to end it.
That is kind of brutal, actually, yeah.
Yeah!
His armor is not something you want to try and, like, scratch with. It's just, like, sharp barbs and crap all over it.
You know, it doesn't actually say that he scratched, though. It just has him complaining how itchy he is.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe he's just, like, squirming like Ned Flanders. I feel so itchy, so itchy, 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 itchy. Or Shredder said, feeling so itchy from the itchy... Once the foot ninja and the Shredder start to vanish, and once they were gone... What?
What?
Donatello and Leonardo came over to Michelangelo, and that Michelangelo is in a coma. Oh, jeez.
What? Can you be sexually assaulted into a coma?
You get into shock, I guess?
Yeah, maybe it can be so traumatic that you faint.
Let's not dwell, guys.
Okay,
come on.
Yeah.
How can they also diagnose just straight up coma, by the way? Yeah. I thought that took a little more work.
I can see how they can be confused.
No, Steve-O!
No, Steve-O! Bad Steve-O, don't!
No editorializing! It's not a comma.
Since this is not a visual medium, let me just explain that Steve-O is editing the word coma to change it to comma.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Jesus Christ.
Mikey is in a Tacoma now. Not a coma or a comma.
The Tacoma.
Tacoma.
Uh-oh. Mikey is in a Tacoma.
The Tacoma.
Don't worry, Raph is at the park with Chrissy, but we can try... Why is this a not don't worry? This is a very worry.
Yeah!
You should be very concerned about the current situation.
I thought the Tacoma was discontinued many years ago.
Come on, let's get him back to the lair. You know, not a hospital. Let's get him into the sewers.
Well, they're not going to take him to the hospital. They're going to want to take him to a vet.
There are animal hospitals.
Are there animal hospitals that would take a man-sized turtle?
Sure. I mean, there got to be animal hospitals where you can take your sloth, and that's about the same size. Anyway.
Yeah, true, true.
I'm very logical, yes. Come on, let's get him back to the lair, Donatello said. And then they both got Michelangelo with them, and they all head back to the lair. Once they were back in the lair, they put Michelangelo in the infirmary. They have an infirmary?
Yeah.
That would make sense, but how much real estate do they have in their sewer lair?
It's all of the sewers, so how big is New York?
I was about to say, who is competing with them for space in the sewer? Who's the real estate agent of the sewer?
I'm just wondering how much wide open space. I've never been in a sewer, so I don't know the logistics of all this. Is it like... How much open space is there all in, like, one area?
Oh, there's at least 100 square foot to this section that I'm trying to sell you right now.
Oh, here comes the timeshare.
Yep, here comes the timeshare.
It's always timeshares.
That's how we fund the show.
Once they were back in the lair, they put Michelangelo in the infirmary. Donatello checked Michelangelo's blood pressure and his heartbeat.
They have an infirmary?
Yes.
Since when?
Since always.
Again, this is an educational thing in that it has me looking up Ninja Turtles games from best to worst, and apparently there is a Kinect exclusive Turtles game called Training Lair, sponsored by Pizza Hut.
Ah.
Yeah, it was not good.
Can you search up a layout of their hideout? I'm curious if they even had an infirmary.
Well, if the fandom is anything like Star Trek, there are actual blueprints. Anyway, so, where are we?
In the infirmary that's in the sewer.
He also checked for injuries that Michelangelo has on his body. Donatello came out of the infirmary, and he looked at Leonardo and Splinter, and he said, Mikey will be in a coma. Will be? He is in a coma. This is well-established, Donatello.
He spent all of his money on the 2019 Tacoma, and it's a terrible truck.
But I bet he will pull through. But once he wakes up, he will suffer a panic attack, which we don't want at this moment. So for what we are going to do is, once Mikey has a panic attack, we will have to get him to calm down. That's not what you do with people who are suffering a panic attack.
Also, I would like to say that talking about the rape and the coma has literally halved our active listeners.
Oh, no.
It's over now, hopefully. Please come back.
If he has another panic attack or many more, I will try to come up with some medication that will get rid of his panic attacks.
Here, try some of this Cialis.
He is truly the Dr. Mario of the Ninja Turtles. It's like no one's really sure what he's qualified for, but he's sure he's got a cure for everything in this convenient pill. Do you want us to call Raph and Chrissy home to tell them what happened? Leader S, you haven't?
This made me look up an obscure Simpsons fact. Where did Dr. Nick Riviera go to school? Hollywood Upstairs Medical College.
That's great. I will say that we should give them a call, and I will explain to them on what happened to Michelangelo. Donatello, just do what you have to do to stop Michelangelo's panic attacks. He's not having panic attacks. This is a theoretical situation about what might happen in the future when he wakes up from his coma. Is this a thing? Do people wake up from comas and immediately go into panic attacks? Because I've never heard of this.
No, usually you're very disoriented.
I think it's the sexual assault.
Yeah.
Also, somebody posted multiple pictures of the turtle's lair layout. You're welcome.
Oh, wait, really? Here, let me check this out.
Oh, this is just someone's napkin drawing.
Yeah, but there's an official magazine layout in Japanese, so you know it's official.
Wow.
Next up is Val.
Okay.
Splinter said.
Thank you for finishing the last two words. Tom, I hope you're enjoying this, even if we're not getting through that much.
Oh, I am enjoying this. We got to my favorite part, so...
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are gonna love the verb tenses again.
Oh, great.
Oh, no.
Once Raphael and Chrissy made it back to the sewers, since right after they got the call, they both slide down the ladder. Both Raphael and Chrissy go into the infirmary, and they saw Michelangelo in a coma, and that his breathing is fine, including his heart.
His heart is breathing. Oh, great.
Now that Raphael's near him, he is his heir, after all.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining, like, Donatello walking out into the lab coat and taking the stethoscope off of his ears. He says, we have some good news. His heart is breathing fine.
How very Ren and Stimpy of them.
Donatello, you are not going back in there.
I imagine more the thing. He puts the stethoscope to his chest and the chest just opens up.
Finally, I breathe. Donatello, what did you do? We assumed you're good at machines, so that made you qualify for a doctor. What have we done?
I will turn you into machines now.
Oh, Lord. Raphael sat next to Michelangelo and holds his hand, and he starts to feel calm and a little scared as well, but his heart tells him that Michelangelo will pull through. And Raphael also heard that Michelangelo will suffer a panic attack.
Donatello, you are not qualified to make these kind of prognoses.
Diagnosis.
Wouldn't it be an anxiety attack instead of a panic attack?
I'm not really sure what the clarification.
I don't know. I got bored and started looking up facts about Magneto.
Magneto is cool.
Magneto can fly. Magneto can astral project. Magneto can never be in a coma.
What?
What?
Wait, that's legit?
No, that's not legit, but he can create wormholes, apparently.
What?
What?
I don't think wormholes are a magnetic thing.
No. So he thought that maybe he could keep Michelangelo calm so Michelangelo won't feel so scared and that he has lots of love from his wonderful mate. Since around midnight, Michelangelo woke up and then he starts to scream from suffering a panic attack.
I like how the panic attack is what makes him scream. I guess it is kind of a vicious cycle.
Oh, it wasn't even a period. It was just a coma. Raphael woke up, and so did the others, and they all came to Michelangelo, and they all hug him gently and tell him to take slow, easy breaths to keep him calm. And then Michelangelo starts to hug Raphael since he needs him the most.
I'm just imagining Michelangelo having, like, this PTSD outburst and, like, swinging his arms wildly and destroying stuff while they're all desperately trying to hug him, and he's just, like, beating them across the room.
Wait, what does Michelangelo use? What's his weapon?
Nunchucks.
Oh, so he's just going crazy.
Unless you're British, in which case it's just his fist, because nunchucks are illegal to show on TV.
That or the grappling hook.
My brain had a hiccup and I read Magnetello because I'm still looking at shit about Magneto.
Stop looking at Magneto!
Magnavox.
I wanna Google Magnetello. Tino Magnetello. That's a thing.
Magneto is Nito. I like that.
Magneto is Nito.
Tino Magnetello. It's apparently a last name. Where was I? Raphael starts to wrap his arm around Michelangelo and rub his shell and rocks him back and forth.
Shh. Ow, stop. Stop my ears.
It's okay. My sweet Mikey, I'm here. It's okay. I promise I will protect you from anything.
I am your night watcher. We'll chase away your nightmares.
Night watcher, fighter of the day watcher.
Ah.
I actually looked it up. Night watcher is just a Raphael in some, like, riot gear, essentially.
Yeah,
it was from the fourth movie, the first CGI movie.
He whispered and gives Michelangelo a kiss on the lips.
I would advise against kissing someone on the lips in the middle of their panic attack.
Like while they're screaming?
Cassandra!
Where's my pizza?
Michelle. It's been Michelangelo. Damn it. Opened his eyes, and he smiled at his mate.
What?
He just ended.
Was he screaming with his eyes closed this whole time?
Maybe he was dreaming, like...
Night terrors.
Yeah, and he placed a kiss on his lips as well. You don't really have a choice there, dude. I love you, my amazing Raphael, man. Even though you're a turtle.
Fighter of the day, man.
He said, I love you, my amazing Mikey. Also... I want to ask you something before we go to sleep.
Yeah, because this is the perfect time.
Does this rake smell like chloroform?
In stark contrast, our entire chat has now devolved to Magneto.
Like, he just woke up from a coma. Yes, a coma. And he's going to go to bed right after. Because that's totally what you do. Raphael said, really? What is it? Michelangelo asked. Raphael holds his hand, and he says, Michelangelo, you are always the love of my life, and you are always my everything, including my heart and soul.
And my air.
Which breathes, apparently.
I would like for you to interject some more shushes in there, just randomly.
And also, I don't know what you will I do without you. And you were all ways there for me.
Sorry, that's too many shushes.
Whenever I need you or you're very special love.
I'm just imagining him like going back and forth between shh and kissing him on the lips while he's still screaming.
Oh, so it's like for me shh, whenever I need shh, you are you very.
This is the loudest ocean I've ever been to.
Special love. Michelangelo, my wonderful mate. Will you?
People are going to think that Magneto's in the story. Magneto's stuff is going on right
now. I wish Magneto's in the story. That was the one thing that's missing.
Yeah. Oh, Magneto. Will you marry me?
Bum, bum, bum.
My stomach hurts from laughing so much.
Eat more pizza, Raphael asked, and he opened the small box that has an orange diamond engagement ring. Orange diamond?
Yeah, they did establish that he got an orange diamond ring because orange is Michelangelo's favorite color.
I totally skipped over that. My brain just blocked it. It's like, did not register.
There's a lot to process in this story.
Yes.
It's very layered in the wrong ways.
Would you say it's layered like a particular vegetable, like maybe like
no,
a leek?
No, it's like like a turtle with its shell and then clothes over the shell.
Please, no more mention of turtles. No more.
This whole story's about turtles. We can't avoid the subject.
Sean, shh. You don't have to. constantly
don't
remind
me.
Michelangelo gasped and he saw the ring that has his favorite color, orange.
That is literally the worst picture of Magneto I've ever seen.
Wait, I need to see this now.
Oh, that face.
What is that?
The rare moments any person in The Simpsons face forward. He has tears in his eyes. Thankfully, they're not orange.
He shushes the tears away.
What?
And says, yes. That's the entire sentence. Yes.
No, he's talking about the band.
Yes, I will marry you. Then Raphael smiled. He just smiles, okay?
Just like Magneto.
No, Magneto doesn't smile. And he slipped the engagement ring into Michelangelo's finger. Into.
He squeezed it through his pores and now it's like in his bloodstream.
Yes. So he slipped the engagement ring into Michelangelo's finger.
Wait a minute. Sorry. Why is Uncanny X-Men on WebMD?
It's not. Whenever I link to my website, Discord assumes that it's from WebMD because it doesn't recognize the URL.
Into Michelangelo's finger, which it fits perfectly. And then I feel like Shatner. And then they started on kissing for the longest time. And they both fell asleep in each other's arms. Wait, you will always be my night watcher because you are always the one that chases my nightmares away, Michelangelo whispered to Raphael, and then they kissed for longest time.
Now he has some pretty legitimate nightmares to be chased away.
Yeah, and then they kiss for our longest time, and they all fall fast asleep, even though they already fell asleep.
Thank you for getting over me the rape.
And also my panic attacks.
Oh, the next line is as English-y as what you just said. Chapter 3. Planning for a wedding in Married.
That was fast.
On a beautiful sunny day in the Big Apple, and on top of the entire state...
Entire state building. We took the... Okay, we realized that Florida would be much more impressive as a penis if we flipped it vertically, so we just put the entire state on its sign.
I'm disappointed it didn't actually say that. I wouldn't put it past this author.
I know. I am sorry I disappointed you.
It's okay. I've been disappointed with most of our marriage, pal.
Jeez.
I wasn't even saying I'm sorry to you. I was saying sorry to our guests.
And now I'm also sorry to me for putting myself in the doghouse like that.
Yeah, you don't matter.
No.
Ouch.
It's okay. I love him, I guess.
Tolerate works too.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you need in the day.
I acknowledge your existence.
And your penis just happens to be attached to you.
Good callback.
Yeah. Raphael and Michelangelo are talking about a wedding that they are planning to have. Just a wedding, not their wedding. So, Raph, that's the entire sentence. What do you think our wedding is going to take place at? Michelangelo asked.
What do you think it is going to take place at? How?
It's a legitimate question with no answer.
How do you be a native English speaker and not know the word where?
Tom?
Yes.
The more you think, the more it's going to hurt. So don't.
No logic necessary. Do not logic the fanfic.
This is...
You suggested this!
Do not underestimate how much of a masochist I am for this kind of... Ugh.
Oh, sweet. I have somebody else to go to those kinky conventions with now. Awesome.
The logical rabbit holes I will go down, my friend.
Next up is T.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I was thinking our wedding could take place maybe at Central Park. Just like when April and Cassie had their wedding at Cassie Grandma's farmhouse.
What?
Also, to my best man, I was thinking about asking Leo to be my best man.
Raphael said, putting his arm around Michelangelo's shoulder. And Michelangelo starts to hold on to Raphael's hand. They start to look at the nice view on top of the Empire State Building.
Wait, so Casey Jones and April got married?
Yeah.
Did they?
It is canon.
Oh, yeah, they did. They did.
Sweet. The disinformation campaign is working. Somebody not listening to the stream says, I'm not sure, but I think Magneto is in the story.
Wow, this is one amazing view.
Also, for my maid of honor, I was thinking on letting maybe April or Chrissy. What do you think? Michelangelo said.
Well, I was thinking we could let Chrissy be our little flower girl. And since we got two puppies, Buddy and Oreo?
When?
I was about to ask the same thing. Maybe we could train them on how to hold on to the rings. I thought it was the best man who holds on to the rings. I don't know. And I know Donnie is with a nice guy named Wilka.
Who?
Maybe we could ask Splinter to get us married, Raphael said.
Well, Donatello's qualified as a doctor, so why not?
There's so much rage.
Oh, that's a good idea, Ralph. Dad, will you marry us together?
This is one of those few times where I'm glad my dad is dead.
Splinter's like, oh, this is one of those days I feel I should have eaten both of you.
Oh,
that's a good idea, Raph. Hey, rats will totally eat a turtle. Oh, that's a good idea, Raph. I love your brain.
What? He wants to eat it just like Hannibal.
I love you for your brain. Michelangelo said with a smile.
Wait, so what kind of wine would pair with brain? Because we know that with liver, it was a Chianti.
Well, what did they drink in the Temple of Doom when they had the monkey brains?
Huh.
What did they drink?
I don't remember.
Did they even mention it?
I don't think they mentioned that. All I remember is the most disturbing scene in that is when they cut open that snake and a bunch of like fresh, writhing newborns just pop out the stomach like... I'm like, oh, that was the grossest.
I thought it was cool.
I'm so glad that you brought that up. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, I know. I have to share these things with you because I like you.
I only remember finding this scene cool because I was a kid and I freaking love bugs.
Raphael just smiled and gives Michelangelo a kiss, and they continued to look at the view of New York City. When Raphael and Michelangelo came to the sewers, they saw Leonardo, Donatello, Chrissy, Splinter, and Donatello's new boyfriend, Wilka.
Wait, okay, sure, we'll just glaze over that. Let's keep rolling.
And they also saw their two new puppies, Buddy and Oreo. Once they saw everybody, they go to the table and they both start to plan for their wedding, on where and when their wedding is going to take place, who's going to plan the heist, going to be the best man, maid of honor, and flower girl. Hush, I'm thinking about something. And flower girl, what kind of music, foods, and decorations are going to be, and many more. I'm thinking Payday 2 for a second, and I just glazed over that.
So I'm now skimming through 461 issues of X-Men just trying to find the derpiest picture of Magneto.
I'm so happy that I started this.
I'm very mad at the fact that you have led me down this path. Whoa! Yeah, I found something.
We gotta hurry before it kills us all. Okay, I think we should get started on where our wedding's going to take place.
No, there is no is.
Damn it. Okay, I think we should get started on where our wedding going to take place, Raphael said. Right. Because I do remember back at the Empire State Building, we did say we want our wedding to take place. That's what I remember, Michelangelo said. Yes, that's right.
That's also what I remember.
Here's the big question. When do we want our wedding to take place, Raphael asked.
Take place at.
I'm glad we established that we want it to take place at all. That was important.
Well, I know it's getting close to the 4th of July, and I was thinking maybe we could have the wedding on the 4th of July.
On a firework as we rocket through the sky.
I'm in favor of this.
Because I remember there's going to be some fireworks. What do you think, Raph? Michelangelo asked, looking at the calendar. That could work. Okay, we'll have the wedding in Central Park in the nighttime on the 4th of July.
Fox only, final destination.
Okay, Mikey, Raphael said. And then Michelangelo starts getting shaky, and he starts to panic a little. Where's my crank? When Raphael saw Michelangelo panicking, he goes to him and holds him and rocks him back and forth to get Michelangelo to calm down.
It's okay.
Michelangelo starts to calm down a little more when he's in Raphael's arms. By taking slow breaths to catch his breath. I'm here, Mikey. It's okay. Everything's fine. This fic is something else at times.
Who's next?
Oh, sorry. Sean, you're the last one, dude.
Oh, yeah. Raphael Cedro rubbing his dick, his shell. Michelangelo looked up and saw Raphael holding him in his arms. He smiled and rested his head on his chest. He could hear his heartbeat. It was not steady. I'm okay now. Phew. Okay, so what did you say when the wedding's going to be held? He asked. I said the wedding is going to be held in Central Park at nighttime on the 4th of July, Raphael said.
Oh my gosh.
Once again, establishing... whatever. Okay, that will work. Also, what kind of decorations do we want for the wedding? Michelangelo asked. Well, I was thinking we could use our favorite colors, red and orange. Because our favorite colors look a bit similar to Disney's Cars movie.
What?
Also, for the chairs, maybe we could put our favorite colors into a pattern. Like red, orange, red, orange,
red, orange, red, so- orange, red, orange, red.
What do you think? Raphael asked.
Red and orange are not complimentary.
Yeah, I was thinking that about that as well, Michelangelo said. And so they all decided to have the wedding on the 4th of July. Thank God they established that. As the days went on, all the boys and girls, Raphael, Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Splinter, Casey, Chrissy, April, and Wilka.
And the Fonz.
And Buddy and Oreo.
I was waiting for them to include the dogs. It's like they had to have included those dogs for a reason.
And Gilligan. And Seymour. And Poochie.
Where's Magneto?
Went to so many places to find some good wedding cakes. Clothes, shit. Went to find some good wedding clothes, including some shiny shoes to match their outfits. Which is when they all went inside a huge shopping mall. I don't know who the fuck this person is. Wow, look at all the stores. I don't know where to start, Wilka joked. Because he's never been in a fucking mall before, apparently. Which made Donatello giggle. Whoa, looks like we got a lot of shopping to do before the wedding. Michelangelo. What?
What?
Okay, Michelangelo, until he starts to feel shaky and starts to panic. And it's a good thing that Raphael is right beside him. Right beside.
Also panicking.
Yeah. Then holds him and rubs his dick or his shell to keep him calm again. Michelangelo starts to calm down and he has a big smile upon his face. All right, let's do it, he said. And they all decide to split into teams. First team is Raphael, Leonardo, and Casey. Second team is Michelangelo, Donatello, and Wilka. Third team is Chrissy and April. The first team went inside a place called Macy's, and they all went inside.
Why Macy's?
And they all went to find some wedding clothes, which is where Raphael got his red wedding tuxedo and matching tie.
With a matching tie.
With a matching tie.
I call bullshit because if they have any tuxedos, it's going to be black or maybe navy or gray.
Powder blue.
You're just going to Macy's to get a custom-made tuxedo?
I know, right? You go to a men's warehouse or something.
Not to knock on the pros, I suppose, but wouldn't it be problematic to have a tuxedo made for a giant turtle man because of the shell?
You're thinking too much about this.
I know, and I'm telling everyone else to not think about it. I am such a hypocrite.
Drink for hypocrisy.
Yeah! We're gonna die!
In matching shiny shoes, Leonardo also found a blue wedding tuxedo with a matching tie and matching shiny shoes as well.
No!
Honey, use your words. Use the English. We're in America now.
I had a mini aneurysm.
Did you seriously repeat this sentence 3 times?
Casey got a black wedding tuxedo with a matching tie and matching shiny shoes. Once they were done trying on their outfits, they saw each other wearing their wedding outfits while looking in the mirrors. Well, look at us. Nice and dashing, Raphael said. Yeah, I totally agree with you, Raph, Leonardo said.
I totally didn't hear the end. So I thought you said, nice and dashing.
Came here, we look good, Casey said.
Can I get that one more time?
Came here, we look good, Casey said.
Yep, say, Leo,
Mind if I ask you something? Raphael asked. Go ahead, Leonardo said. Would you like to be my best man for my wedding? Raphael asked. Leonardo smiled and gives Raphael a hug. And we're done.
Whee!
It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
Not so much.
Darn. Time flies when you're having fun and Googling Magneto.
And drinking.
And yeah, well, all of the above. All right, so I'll read the Patreon list this time, but thank you so much to Tom and T. T, I hope you had fun on your first time. If you didn't, I'm sorry you didn't, but I'm not sorry that you had to suffer with us.
The only thing that's a shame is that we started Googling Magneto.
I do think it's amazing that I just randomly found Magneto, and now the entire chat, like the second half of the story, now revolves around Magneto for literally no reason.
Give me some editing power. I will plug Magneto into this story in a heartbeat.
Editing is something I give nobody the power for. I am the master here. I have the Infinity Gauntlet. You don't feel so good.
But yes, Medieval Steve-O, I'm sorry.
Yes, Magneligible. What the hell was the name? Magnetello? Was that what we did?
Yes, Magnetello.
I did look it up and I did find people with that name, so.
So, and Tom, I hope that you had fun coming back here again.
Oh, this was so much fun.
Thank you so much, as always, to our patrons, specifically our genital guardians, Afrohawk, Alexander, Grass Dragon Corbett, Dylan Barber, Discuss, Epidel, Evan Balmel, Gold, the time-tested currency that goes up, not down.
Whoever did that is a genius.
God damn it, Sam.
I was trying to figure out a way to say it, too.
Joshua Burns Rivera, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Michael Foch, Miri, Niami Rose, Pope Sloth XVII, Samantha, Sarah for the win, Sean Webster, Steve Van Sickle, The Waffle, Wage, and genderless pronoun Shaded Spriter. You guys are awesome, except for you, Gold. You lied to me. Tune in next week when we find out just how deep Michelangelo can fist Magneto's asshole.
Michelangelo?
Michelangelo is the time-tested mutant power that goes up in value, not down. Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.